The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan, good afternoon. Great to have you with me. I'm looking at the topic that you want to talk about today. Anti-Semitic incidents in France increased by 75% in 2021. And I'm thinking after what Amnesty did today, they'll probably increase even more than that in 2022.
Yes. And the remarkable thing about those years is that circulation on the streets and in public areas has been very limited, especially in France, because of COVID. So we'd expect more of those crimes to be verbal, to be online. Well, that's not the case. In fact, the jump from 5 to almost 600 incidents is riding on a 36% increase in physical assaults in 2021 over 2020. So there's actually there's a significantly more physical element to this, and not only physical element, because that can also be vandalism, but actual stabbings and intimidation with firearms, that's also increased by at least 10%. So we're seeing violence come in the road, on the street, for French Jews in really unparalleled levels, because there's never been such an increase on physical violence.
Kanan, already a year or two ago, French Jews were feeling very uncomfortable about living in France. Aliyah increasing each year. How big is the French community as of today? How many have immigrated to either Israel or the UK or the States or wherever it is that they go?
Since 2012, which is now a decade ago, about 50,000 have left for Israel alone that we know of.
That's the entire size of the Jewish community in South Africa you're talking about.
It's roughly 20% of the Paris one. Wow. Most Jews live in Paris. So that's a big gap. That's already things that a change that people are noticing in Minyan, you know? And that's only Israel. French Jews are, of course, EU citizens, so they can go to all across the EU, and many of them have relatives in America, and they immigrate, and some go to Canada. So the actual numbers are probably much higher, maybe even double. And that explains also, though, that empty pew and synagogue effect that we're starting to see. Now, a word about the people who left. This is not a random collection of French Jews. This is the heart and soul of the community, because most people who will leave, the most inclined to leave, will be the people wearing kippahs that feel under threat and besieged and go to kosher shops like the one shot up in 2015. And those are the people who send their kids to Jewish schools, and those are the people who go to shul. So there's an exponential effect from the departure of that sort of Jew.
Well, we watch that with great interest and massive concern. And then the second subject this afternoon, you say, with rising anti-Semitism, Yellow Star misuse, Holocaust remembrance grows in urgency.
Yes, it's an interesting, fascinating, I would say. It's two phenomenons that are coinciding. On the one hand, Holocaust awareness is at unprecedented heights, right? We have Every other week, it seems like we have some sort of new Holocaust book or movie. And there's 2.5 million people have visited Auschwitz in 2019 before COVID. That was also a record. Each year, the Anne Frank House and Auschwitz, Anne Frank House has about 1.5 million visitors. They break the record of the previous year. So there's great hunger, and there's this thirst to know what happened in the Holocaust. And we saw it recently in Hungary. A website was launched with the government's help about 77 years since the release of the Budapest ghetto. Very moving stories. And the audience that those initiatives are getting is really new and unprecedented. But as the subject gains new audiences, so does the abuse of the subject grow. And unfortunately, we really saw it during COVID, because wearing yellow stars and wearing Auschwitz uniforms. There was even a protest like that against COVID measures, featuring a mock gate of Arbeit macht frei in Poland, not far from the real one. And there are mock arrests of SS officers at these protests against COVID measures in Europe. You have mock arrests of Nazi officers arresting the unvaccinated who are wearing those yellow stars. And so there's just rampant trivialization of just the most disgusting magnitude and actual features of this phenomenon that's going on. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, and which will prevail, I guess we'll see in the coming years.
Klein Lipschitz, as always, very grateful for the fact that you speak to us. I really mean that, and I look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Great. Thank you.